Good morning, radio friends. This is Austin Coleman for the Ragsdale Mortuary, an outstanding name in the funeral profession for over 50 years, and the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company, growing and progressing with the state of Arizona, bringing you another in a series of Sunday morning programs designed just for you, the listening audience. For all of our young people this morning, we would like to wish you a happy Children's Day. God said, "Suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven." Parents, this morning we would encourage you to send your children to Sunday school each Sunday morning. The teachings they receive there might reward you and them in the future. Last week, we got a very beautiful letter from Mr. and Mrs. Venable of Mesa, Arizona. And at that time, they requested that we play a selection by Miss Clara Ward. God will take care of you. Persons do not like progress, but we at the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company have been very happy with the progress of the company for the past year. Through your faith and trust, the company is making definite strides toward a great financial institution. Many of you are stockholders in the company, and I would encourage you to talk to your friends about the progress that can be made with your company. Dollars can be saved by insuring with the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company, located at 1140 East Washington. We would like to continue at this time, as the Swan Silver Tones will sing for us, "Jesus Remembers."
when I am burdened. Help me, Lord, when I am sad sometimes. When I'm in trouble, Lord, don't leave me, Jesus. I know you will make me glad. Yes, you will. You said, if I would trust you, Lord, have mercy now. I would never regret, Lord, and I don't believe that I will. I know you sure will remember. Lord, have mercy when my friends forget me. That's why I love to talk about it sometime. God sure will remember. Lord, have mercy when my friends forget, Lord. Yes, you will. You promised me that you would be my captain, didn't you, Lord? I know you did one day, and I'm trusting in you yet.
I'm trusting in him.
But I sure know that I will be pleased. I won't never regret, Lord. Jesus, remember.
Remember.
Friends talk about me sometimes.
Remember.
Doors be closed in my face.
Remember.
I know,
Lord
Jesus.
Remember.
You said you would be a mind regulator. Yes, you did.
Remember.
And I know, Lord, you are a heart fixer. Yes, you will.
Remember.
When I cry all night long.
Remember.
Lord Jesus.
Remember.
You promised me that you would stand by me.
Remember.
When my mother's gone on home.
Remember.
And when others forget.
You don't have to tell how you live each day. You don't have to say whether you work or play. A tried and true measure will serve in talk's place. Because however you live, it will show in your face. The false deceit that you bear in your heart will not stay inside where it first had its start. For flesh and blood are but a thin veil of lace, and what you wear in your heart, you wear on your face. If your life is unselfish, if for others you live, if not how much you can get, but how much you can give, if you live close to God, you live in His infinite grace. And you won't have to tell about it. It'll show in your face.
Beats me.
Last Sunday, I spoke of the Valley Life as your neighborhood insurance company. This is exactly what I mean. A Valley Life representative is in every neighborhood in Phoenix, with some areas having as many as four. If you live in Mesa, Chandler, Avondale, Buckeye, Elor, or Casa Grande, and many more communities, a Valley Life agent is there to serve you. If a Valley Life representative hasn't stopped by your house to explain our many new lines of insurance coverage, remember, we are as close as your telephone. That's the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company, located at 1140 East Washington in Phoenix, Arizona. We would like to continue with a selection by Miss Mahalia Jackson, as she will sing at this time, Walk in Jerusalem.
Talking to Jerusalem, singing to Jerusalem, being to Jerusalem, high up, oh, in Jerusalem, when I die. Oh, being Jerusalem, singing to Jerusalem, shouting to Jerusalem, praying to Jerusalem, high up, oh, in Jerusalem, when I die. When I get down to the river, I'm gonna stick my sword in the sand. She took coming into the promised land. Way over in Beulah, oh, but I ain't no die there. Well, the saints shout in victory, oh, they're singing off everywhere. Way over in Beulah, I have voice of friends I've known. They've been gone, not gone on to glory.
Mr. Ragsdale is in Oklahoma this morning. It is always good to go back home. But today we would like to bring to you a very articulate young lady, a lady who I'm sure can replace Mr. Ragsdale in a very fitting way, his wife, Mrs. Eleanor Ragsdale.
Hello, radio friends. We thank you for your many deep and heartfelt prayers that were said in behalf of Hartwell Ragsdale Sr.'s health while he lay in a hospital in San Diego, California for nearly 2 months. We thank God this morning for answering those many prayers. For Mr. Ragsdale was discharged from the hospital on Thursday, June the 4th, and spent last weekend here in Phoenix. On last Thursday night of this past week, Mr. Ragsdale, who was one of the founders of the Oklahoma Funeral Directors Association, was honored by that association at their 40th anniversary meeting held in Muskogee, Oklahoma. His son, Lincoln, flew an airplane into Muskogee, taking with him his brother, Hartwell, of San Diego, and their sons, Hartwell III and Lincoln Jr., so that they could have a family reunion at this very memorable time. You know, a beautiful life is the result of many happy and successful experiences. And we here at the Valley Life Insurance Company and at the Ragsdale Mortuary wish to congratulate all of you who graduated or who are graduating from school this month or this summer. If your dreams and your faith in God and in yourself are deep enough, and if your hopes and desires are high enough, you will surely come forth and take your place among the leaders of our country and the world. The doors of opportunity are opening so fast and so very wide. You must be ready and prepared, dear young people, to grasp these opportunities. Dr. Martin Luther King, who spoke to us here in Phoenix on June the 3rd, was arrested in St. Augustine, Florida, just a few days ago. Let us pray for his safety. You may remember when Dr. King spoke to us, he pleaded that we would continue to fight in our own communities for our human rights and dignity. Many civil rights organizations in Phoenix have been working to get a public accommodations law passed in the city of Phoenix. We are asking that all of you come to the city hall tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Last Monday night, over 400 persons came out, but we need you this week. Wouldn't it be wonderful to be there when the city council passes such a law? Pray about it, yes, but also show some action by coming to the city council building tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. We might be able to sing together, "Thank God Almighty, a law at last."
The chime of time bring on the new another day is through. Someone slip and fell. Oh, can that someone be you? You may have prayed for it strength your courage to renew. do not be discouraged, for I bring hope to
Grounds are being prepared for the new Universal Memorial Center that will be located on 11th Street from Jefferson to Washington. This new center will offer the finest conveniences of any in the Southwest. Be sure to watch for the Universal Memorial Center being erected by the Ragsdale family, an outstanding name in the funeral profession for over 50 years. The Faith Temple Church Choir of New York City, Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
July 21st, that's next Sunday, the Sunday School of the First Institutional Baptist Church will hold its first annual Alumni Day program. Past superintendents, teachers, secretaries, pianists, and students of the Sunday School will be honored. Also, a special recognition will be given to all elementary, high school, and college graduates of the First Institutional Baptist Church. The guest speaker will be the Reverend Stanley King of Minneapolis, Minnesota. This program will be held at the 11 o'clock hour. All persons are asked to attend this first annual Alumni Day program. Miss Laverne Swain, Chairman, the Reverend A.G. Kendrick, Pastor. I would like to remind you that if you haven't sent your card or letter in regards to our program, we would like to hear from you very soon. A public opinion poll is very necessary at this time. The staff at the Ragsdale Mortuary and the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company would like to thank you for listening each Sunday morning, and be sure to write and request a song at any time. May I remind you this morning that Sunday morning, the beginning of the day of rest, the day of peace, the day of joy, the Lord's Day. May it give you peace, joy, and inspiration, and leave you and yours with your way brightened, your burden lightened, and your faith in God tightened. And until next Sunday, this is Austin Coleman saying, don't cut the hand that feeds you.